CSRD Basics.
In addition to economic responsibility, companies also have a social responsibility, as their business activities have an impact on the environment and society. Within the framework of the so-called CSRD Directive of the EU, Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, sustainability reporting obligations are now newly defined and must be implemented by companies depending on certain criteria. Previous regulation. Until now, the so-called NFRD, Non-Financial Reporting Directive, applied within the EU for companies with more than 500 employees, which has been implemented and applied in Austria since 2017 as the Sustainability and Diversity Improvement Act, NADIVEG. A non-financial statement was required to provide information necessary for an understanding of the business performance, especially with regard to environmental, social and employee concerns, human rights and the fight against corruption and bribery. However, the NFRD was harshly criticized. The number of companies affected was said to be too small, and in terms of content, submitted reports showed deficits in terms of completeness, comparability and reliability. Since the EU is dependent on the availability of precise data on the sustainability performance of companies for many other initiatives, and the current standards framework is unable to provide this, the CSRD has been created as an instrument that cushions the problem areas mentioned and puts sustainability reporting on a completely new footing. For several years, the new CSRD directive has been discussed at the European level and has attracted increasing attention across EU borders. The directive provides for an expansion of the transparency obligations of European companies in terms of sustainability, to an extent that is seen as one of the biggest reforms in the history of European accounting law. With this directive, the European Union wants to confirm its pioneering role in setting sustainable standards. On December 14, 2022, the CSRD was published in the official journal of the EU and must now be transposed into national law in Austria within 18 months. Targets. Expansion of reporting requirements and specification of disclosures. Companies should provide reliable sustainability information. Standardization. Companies provide comparable sustainability information that stakeholders need to evaluate non-financial performance. Improve transparency for all stakeholders to enable redirection of investments into more sustainable technologies and businesses. Dual materiality, to disclose information that is material to the company from both perspectives, outside in, inside out. A larger number of companies than before will be involved. Mandatory external audit by independent third parties. Digitization, to provide disclosure in a digital, machine-readable format.